Hey everybody, the kit store is back open and I wanted to make a quick podcast about this to talk about the Capitan bibs, which we started with LEL last year or 2 years ago. COVID still has me all screwed up of when did we order what? When was what in? When was what not in? And I've always known about LEL for probably the past 5 years. I had a sponsor that would give me a pair of bibs and jersey. And I was like, wow, this stuff is like pretty good. And I saw the team out. They had a factory team out of California that I had raced against a few times, talked to them, and just kind of always followed the brand and just liked what they were doing, and got a kit trial size, or, you know, size kit back in the day. And that's how Evoke pretty much linked up with LEL. And then as I was going to Ecuador this past winter for the race, I had to buy some black bibs. And I've loved their Solana bibs. So I went to order them, and one of the reps that I work with said, "Hey man, have you tried the Capitan bibs yet?" And I said to him point blank, "Hey man, I don't know how to politely say this. I've tried the quote unquote premium bibs from brands before, and sometimes they're slightly better, but the bibs are not cheap. They were over $200. And he said, "Hey, listen, I'm going to match the price of the other ones. Will you try these and just give me your honest review?" So I was like, cool, I'm happy to help you out with that. Wow. Okay. So I got the bibs and I was in Florida. Immediately upon putting them on, they felt different, which sounds crazy. Bibs are bibs, right? We all know the bibs are not bibs. We've all worn cheap bibs. And while the chamois can be similar, and I know we've all had a bad chamois, the body of the shorts, it drives me crazy when after 1,000 miles, they feel nothing like when you first got them, and they're disposable. And I've ridden on teams where we've had what we all laughed as disposable bibs. You barely make it through a season. And so you put these on and they just suck to your leg. And the first thing that I noticed was there's no seams on the front. The way they're constructed with this new material, you don't have the normal seam that kind of runs down the front sort of lateral side. You might be able to see some images online, but the way they're cut just makes them feel so good. Not only when you're putting them on, but duh, when you're bent over on your bike riding. And so there's two different inseams, and mine I'm wearing are a little bit longer, and I'd have to look. I think it's the 11 inch, but I would use the size chart, but they are incredible. They do not move. The chamois stays where it's supposed to stay. The chamois is incredible. Someone had messaged me and said, "Okay, I've always had saddle sores no matter what I do, and I tried these bibs because you've been raving about them since your trip in December. These are now my quote-unquote no saddle sore bibs." I'm blown away. So we worked with them, and I said, "Hey, I want these bibs to be less than $200 for people." And I know that's a steep ask when they're more expensive blank on their website than they are with the Evoke logo, but plug to us, we make $0 on this purchase, on anyone's purchase. We're all paying for bibs. We want to create a community, which we first experienced at the Nashville Crits, of a crew of people that love training and racing. So I just posted this on Strava. You know, somebody said to me, "Hey, I know I'm not on your team. I'd love to rep this kit." And I said, "What do you mean you're not on the team? Everybody's on this team. This team is not just a race team. We want the Evoke team, the Evoke squad, the Evoke community to be just that. Whether you're doing your first Grand Fondo, whether you're racing for a national championship, whether you're a Cat 3 getting to do your first 1-2-3 race with one of the more experienced riders, this is just a knowledge share. This is an experience share. This is just a way that we can all show that we love cycling and are trying to evoke our best self. Period. End of story. You are part of this team and part of this community." And it was such a cool vibe to see so much Orange Crush in Nashville. So if you want a ridiculous pair of bibs, I understand that $195 is a crazy amount to spend on a pair of bibs. But I asked myself, man, so I've ridden, so since December, December, January, February, March, April, 5 months. That's hilariously like probably 9,000 miles. I wish I had known how many miles I've put in these bibs. I now have three in rotation. I bought two more when we did the kit store order, and I have the black pair that I wear with my Florida jersey. So I probably got a couple thousand miles, I think, is on them. Man, they feel exactly like when I first bought them. And so I'm excited to put these through the ringer of getting 20,000 miles. I'm going to wear just three pairs of bibs and see how long they last me. I wish I knew how many exactly I had on the black pair. But when I was in Ecuador, I was washing my bibs every night because I foolishly only bought one pair. So I think I wore the other pair one night when I was so blasted. I just did not have enough time or energy to wash them. And I was like, man, that's a disappointment. Not that the Solana ones are bad. It's just the Capitans are that much better. So I wanted to post this to talk about why I rave about these. It's just the quality is insane. And I think spending the extra $60 for a massive contact point and something that you're sitting on over and over and over again, go with just one pair. You don't have to take my word that they are amazing. I don't expect you to go in and, you know, buy the Solanas also. You're really going to see the change in technology. It's a different fabric and it is a different way of cutting them. And it's really exciting. I think if you've been riding a while, you know, like 5 years ago, it's probably like, okay, how can bibs get any better? Everything's always getting better, right? But it's like when you played Nintendo 64, it was like, whoa, nothing's ever going to be better than this because you're used to Nintendo. Well, we're seeing a big jump and I love their jerseys. I've talked about their jerseys before of just it works. The zipper always works. There's a key pocket in the back. The fit is really nice. The sleeves aren't too long and they're definitely not too short. Really short sleeves are annoying. So I've been super pumped with LEL. Want to thank them for helping us to bring kits to our squad, because there are other brands where you just have to order too much and we're a small outfit. We just posted this again. And if you want me to link you up with them, shoot me a message. And I would recommend, even if you run a team and you're happy with what you have, it's good to have a backup. Let me email you and don't go the random route. Let me connect you with one of the product managers or one of the people that will handle an account in your area. So then you can at least reach out and you can always have better an option for other pricing, see what other people are doing. It's really good to know what's available in the market. That's just a friendly tip. Think about that one. All right. Good luck. See ya.